We're simply here to examine what's going on, and I think it's always important as part of the Commonwealth. Nauru, of course, is committed to undergo the process, the usual process of democratic elections. We're here simply to observe the process that will be taking place tomorrow, and of course some of the events leading up to tomorrow and after the election tomorrow.
You've been on the island for a few days now. I gather talking to a wide range of people, the Electoral Commission, members of the caretaker government, candidates, civil society, society organisations and the like. I mean, what picture have you built up so far of the campaign? Are you observing a fair campaign?
Well, we also have had the opportunity to, in addition to meeting people, we also observed the platforms. What these are the opportunity for candidates to say their piece. And so far, what we have seen has been pretty much the normal. People have the opportunity both speaking for government and against government. And nothing has indicated that there are any pressures to suggest that some candidates are not being given the opportunity to speak.
That would seem to be a key point, because earlier in the week on this program we were talking to the former president and suspended opposition MP, as he is at the moment, Spread Dabado, and I mean he was telling us that first of all opposition candidates are not being allowed to hold rallies. He was also being told they're not being given airtime on the national media. But from what you're saying, that's not what you're seeing.
Well, as I said, we have observed in the few days that we've been here. Has been pretty much the normal run of events, but of course there may well be that different people have a different perspective and are seeing differently. What I'm saying is the opportunity for candidates to speak has been fairly, I think everybody's had the equal opportunity to say their piece.
Have you actually spoken to Mr. Dabado?
We had a meeting both with government and the opposition members, including Mr. Dabado. And in fact, we've spoken to all sides of the parliament, including the independent member of parliament.
Do you have a picture of what is likely to happen post-election? I raise this point because we know that Mr. Dabado and four other opposition MPs were suspended for the best part of 2 years in the previous parliament. Now, he is standing again and a number of the others are standing again. I mean, if they're voted back in, do we know what will happen to them?
Well, I guess that's something that we're not able at this point in time to comment on. And of course, the events relating to the suspension, that's really not, they did happen quite some time before we're here. So I don't believe we can really comment on that at this point in time.
Do you get the sense, though, that post-election there may be a move to, shall we say, wipe the slate clean and start again?
Well, I truly hope so. I think Nauru as a country with quite significant challenges need to put this act together. They got very, very smart people in running for parliament, and I think they need to put their energies together, and I really hope that they can begin to work together very soon after the election is over. I think it's important, not just for Nauru, but I think for most of the small island countries where we don't have the energy and the resources to be focusing too much on confrontation and conflict.
The big shadow, of course, hanging over Nauru, as has been the case for several years now, is the Australian-run detention centre and the asylum seekers and those given a refugee status who are still on the island. I mean, exactly how is that figuring in the campaign? What are the people that you have been speaking to saying about that?
Well, there is no doubt that the camps have a significant economic impact on Nauru, but at this point in time, I don't believe we can comment on if there are any impacts on the politics at this time. But certainly, it is a significant economic activity here in Nauru.
But presumably you've been listening to what candidates have had to say on the issue, or is it not part of their electoral platform?
I think there is agreement that it is of benefit to the nation. I don't think there's any disagreement over that, and that is the kind of message we're getting. And so we're not hearing any suggestion that or any disagreement that it should not be here, not as far as we've been able to ascertain so far.
And of course, Nauru, a very small country, the world's smallest, in fact, and obviously with a very small group of people who are eligible to vote. I mean, are you seeing voters, therefore, who are perhaps more engaged in the electoral process that might be the case in a bigger country, or are you observing a degree of indifference?
No, the what we're seeing is people seem to be very interested. They're quite excited. And so people are looking forward to polling day on tomorrow. So it's, as a small country, with people are very close together. So there is a lot of political activity. The campaign rally we saw there was a big crowd there. So there is a lot of interest in what is happening.
And for you and your fellow observers, I suppose Nauru is the ideal place to carry out this particular task because you can pretty much see anything you want, can't you? Distance is not a problem.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to be here, regardless how small the country is. The democratic process is something that Nauru and most of, if not all of the Pacific countries are committed to. And so, and of course, there are new elements. There was the Electoral Act recently passed. There is a electoral commission in place. These are new additions to what's happening. So it's quite interesting and quite exciting to see what happens tomorrow.